I feel very bohemian.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo all this week.
One final day. It just went by like in the blink of an eye.
It did. That's true.
It was the longest blink ever.
Who did you, what were you telling me about?
Shouting out a couple of our valued KLOS listeners. You guys have gotten us on in your places of business. That's killer. Awesome. The more of that, the better.
Agreed.
Schwartz Glass on Lincoln there in Venice. Longtime glass company. Moved all over to the west side. They're great.
What, did you get your ashes made into glass?
That's not a bad idea.
Glass balls?
I don't know if they can do that. No, I had some glass cut over there, and they're awesome. They're cranking us up. And then the legendary Hank's Pizza in Playa del Rey got KLOS cranking in there. I walked in, ordered some lunch for some friends, and they got KLOS on.
That's
and
pretty
like,
great,
hey, man. Right on. Thanks.
Thank you.
Shout out to Hanks.
That's very cool.
Woohoo!
On the show today, All Request Fest, as it is Friday from 5 to 7, we do all requests. So that is always fun.
It's going to be great.
Accidental drug use.
What? Who would ever do that?
Right?
So that's up again this week? Well, tomorrow's 420. That's going to be very purposeful drug use.
And that is true, yeah.
Is it even drug anymore? It's not. I think it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
One American dollar. What's up with Florida? Who's naked now? And the KLOS name game is up to
$1,800. $1,800. You know why it's not $1,900? Because a certain morning show forgot to do it in the 9 o'clock hour.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Hilarious.
We don't forget to do it.
No, we don't. No, we don't. Stu's been filling in for Sluggo all week. Thank you, sir.
Fun. Yeah.
We do a feature on the show called What's Up with Florida because that's where all of the crazy stories come out of.
Sure. That's,
and we do another feature called Who's Naked Now.
Another great feature.
And I can never decide when it's in Florida, which one do I go with?
Yeah, sometimes those things intersect, don't
right?
They?
So here's.
What's up with Florida? That's
and here one. Is also.
Oh, all right.
Who's naked now?
It's both.
Who's naked now?
Naked man wanders across Florida Atlantic University campus, detained by police. Just before 10 a.m. Tuesday morning, a man went on a campus stroll.
Right before second period.
I like that they call it a stroll.
A stroll. Well, that's what they're, yeah.
Completely naked with a sticky book in hand. I added the word sticky. I just assumed that. He was completely naked with a book in hand. It is unclear his name or his motivation or his destination. They don't even know if he was a student.
He was headed to the gym. He was headed from the gym.
There was a woman who was going to her 9:30 a.m. class, sophomore Taylor Benfeld.
Hey, lady!
And she noticed the nude individual crossing the crosswalk.
Want to play Twister?
She said, I thought maybe he had something covering up his front, but when he turned sideways, I realized, no, he doesn't.
Just flesh-colored shorts? Nope, not even that.
Another tip from an FAU student mentioned that the individual was sitting naked on a bench next to the swing set near Building 60C, calmly reading a book.
Waiting for the little ones. That's
it's at a university. It's not.
Wait,
at
why is there a swing set at a university?
Because it's Florida. University's in Florida.
It's a preschool / university
right.
in Florida. Awesome.
Right.
Good stuff.
The KLOS name game.
Come on, everybody.
Four swinging seasons.
I say now let's play a game.
Hundreds of players.
Ooh, I got this.
Oh, my God.
Dozens of winners.
Whoa!
Many thousands of dollars.
That's $12,000. It's going to win.
No way.
Easy to play.
All you have to do is name a former U.S. president.
Easy.
I need a dollar. Dollar is what I need.
You need a dollar.
I do need a dollar.
This is one of the weirdest top 10 lists I've ever come across.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Because I got my dollar this week for the first time. I finally got a dollar. So it's
you might get this one, too.
Really?
But it's a strange category that I did not know existed.
Well, that doesn't sound encouraging to me.
No, I think it'll be relatively easy to get. But I don't know because it's the 10 most depressing colors.
Colors? The 10 most depressing colors.
The 10 most depressing colors.
They're all depressing. If you're depressed, all color. What?
So you get six guesses to get four right.
Okay. This is dumb.
Yeah.
That's how I started.
If you're an interior designer, I guess maybe this would be right up your alley. I'm sure wherever you are, you're already naming them. Okay, let's start. Black. How's black?
Black. I mean, is number two.
That's exciting to me. Okay, gray.
Gray is number one.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Two for two.
I'm out of depressing colors now.
That's what I figured would happen.
Yeah, okay.
Gray and black are easy.
Is white a depressing color?
White, oddly, is number 10.
Really?
Yeah, white, it says that it leaves you lonely.
Or innocent. And I guess that maybe that's one and the same. Okay, and
so
then
you're three for three.
Last depressing color, okay, blue. I'm feeling blue.
Blue. I'm going to have to say...
What?
No.
Oh, is it some shade of blue that I'm not going to know?
No, it's not. You'll know it.
Oh, I will?
Yeah. When I read it.
Oh. Navy?
Navy blue. Incorrect.
I am quickly running out of synonyms for blue. I'm a guy. I don't know. Mauve or something? Is that a color?
Mauve is a color.
Is it?
And it is not on the list. All right, listen, you got one more guess.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, let me think. Oh, okay, wait a second. How about, is pink on the list? I'd be depressed if you dressed me in pink.
It is.
Come on!
The 10 most depressing colors.
It's dumb.
It is. Number 10 is white.
Yeah.
All right. Number 9 is dark red.
Dark red? Oh, like blood red? That's okay. Why the color of a wedding dress? That's
number
fine.
8 is orange brown.
Oh, I was totally going to say orange brown. What? What is that? Burnt sienna.
Number 7 is maroon.
If there are 5 of them, that's depressing.
Yeah,
correct. No, thank you there.
Number 6 is dark purple.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's like deep purple, and what could be less depressing than hearing deep purple red?
Right. Number 5 is beige.
Oh, beige. Yeah, I didn't think of beige.
Number 4 is you were poking in the dark for dark blue.
Dark blue.
Dark blue.
Come on. You got to give me that one.
You said navy blue.
I said blue. I said navy blue.
No.
Weak sauce, bro.
Sorry, man. Number 3 is brown. Number 2 is black. Number 1 is gray.
Black number 1. Black.
No,
black.
Gray is number 1.
Gray is number 1.
Black's number 2.
All right. Well, yep. Yeah. That was so dumb.
No dollar.
All right, here's a good color song for you. It's 95.5 KLOS. Can I just say, 95.5 KLOS, that last Friday was this Black Rose show at the Greek, and
right.
How awesome that band is.
They're
and
great
always
vibe.
Has been. They're yeah. playing at the end of the year, opening up for Aerosmith. You can bet your ass I'll be there. And furthermore, this new record, Happiness Bastards, I've been listening to it in my car all week.
Mm-hmm.
It's killer.
Excellent.
Top to bottom. It's awesome.
Start to top.
Start the top, go to the bottom. I don't know what I'm saying.
All right, let's talk about accidental drugs. Stu may have made a mistake.
Yeah.
Although I think he knew it was going to be a mistake.
If you guys are listening, by the way, Mom and Mark, now's the time to turn the radio
off.
Down.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. So describe to us what happened, and then I'll tell you my story.
Well, my old tenants left some stuff in the fridge, and it just appeared to be regular old chocolate. So we took one, took some, mm-hmm. and had a very interesting night. Very psychedelic night, because apparently, I don't know if it was synthetic or if it was ground up mushrooms or whatever, but it was a fun one. It was a very giggly Scooby-Doo evening, and I had a good time.
Mine was, I didn't understand the strength of edibles.
Oh, yeah.
So a friend of mine gave me a candy bar that was 100 milligrams.
100?
Yes.
Okay.
And I didn't know anything about it.
How did they even sell that to you?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's a friend of mine gave it to me, so I don't know how he got it.
Friend indeed.
But I ate the whole thing.
You ate the whole thing?
I was super tired, and it was noon. It was noon, so it was after the morning show.
It was a weekday in the middle of the week.
Yes, and I needed to get a nap. So I just thought, I'll have a little bit of weed. It's the whole candy bar, but ate the whole thing.
Wow.
I got up at night, put my kids to bed, went back to bed, went to work the next day, and don't remember a second from that show, because I was still high.
I bet you were high.
We did a live show someplace, and I don't remember a second of it.
Were you, well, you certainly must have heard about that show or heard a recording of it.
Yes.
How did that go?
I let other people do a lot of the talking, because it wasn't great.
No, you were faking.
So we would like you to call 818-955-KLOS. Accidental drugs. You dosed yourself because you didn't understand it or somebody else dosed you. Here's an important distinction, though.
Yeah.
We can't be trusted with something that is very personal. So if somebody died or there's a serious crime.
Yeah, we want to hear like the fun, funny stories.
Correct.
Do not call with like serious, awful, dark drama.
Right. 818-955-KLOS. Accidental drugs. Call now. Stu is in for Sluggo for one more day. Appreciate that, Stu.
Thanks.
We are talking about accidental dosing. If you had more drugs than you expected.
Or different drugs or... Everyone should get accidentally dosed at least once.
At least
in their
once
life.
In your life, right? What happened to you?
Graduation time, had too much to drink at a graduation party. Went home, fell out the back of a van.
Oh no!
Right near my house, my brother was right there at the corner with his best buddy. They were partying, and he was going to come over and mess with me. And he realized it was his little brother. He's like, "What are you doing, bro? Come on, party with us!" And I'm like, "Sure, I'm not drunk enough." And went over there, and they were having screwdrivers.
How did that end that night?
You, naked, wandering on a...
My brother slapboxed me for several hours. I had scabs on my knees and elbows and hands when I woke up.
Remind me not to party with your brother. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Oh. So, got dosed.
Yep.
Drinking all night. Party not on Saturday, woke up Sunday morning in San Jose.
In San Jose?
Yeah.
So you started in Los Angeles and you ended up, and you don't know how, in San Jose?
No.
Wow. Did you find out how it happened later?
No, nobody's like the people that I woke up to is like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, all right. Who are you people? somebody dropped you off. I'm like, okay.
That was my next question. You don't know anyone in San Jose, huh?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
know
my
anybody.
God. That's so great.
Where am I? Who are you?
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you. We're talking about you dosed yourself or somebody else dosed you accidentally.
I dosed myself when I was 5 years old on a half a bottle of baby aspirin.
Okay.
Great parenting.
And I saw rocket ships. Stick people, the stick man, the little red lady, the doorman. I could melt metal with just my thoughts.
I didn't know it would have that effect on you.
I didn't either.
Baby aspirin, huh?
Wow.
You go get some.
Yeah, St. Joseph.
St. Joseph's. Oh, awesome. You recommend then, yeah?
I do.
All right.
I remember
5 years older and younger.
I remember precious little from when I was 5 years old, right? But I guess if I had a trip like that, it
you would remember
sear it right in, wouldn't it?
818-9 Thank you, man. 818-955-KLOS. Accidental drugging.
Dosing.
We're talking about dosing yourself on drugs accidentally.
Fun stuff.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you. We're talking about accidental dosing.
What'd you do?
Yeah, this friend of mine makes cookies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ate a half one, didn't do nothing to me.
Right.
I ate a whole one, didn't do nothing to me.
All right.
So we went camping. He goes, hey, I made you a special cookie. I don't know how much oil or whatever he put in it, but an hour and a half, 2 hours later, I was out.
Yeah, if you eat half a cookie and it has that in it, go ahead and give it some time to kick in, because if you continue eating, that's bad.
I love what it says on the bag of the cookies that I've seen, which is you can always eat more. You can't eat less.
That is true. That is very true. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I dosed myself, but an accidental situation. So we were camping in Big Sur.
Right.
Me and two buddies. We noticed some girls camping across the way, no big deal. We helped them set up their tent, and then as night fell, we just ate more mushrooms and probably would have dropped a mule, but we were just going to sit back by the fire and just lose our minds.
Right.
And the next thing we know, the three girls come over to us and go, come play Pictionary with us at our campsite. Well, no, it's cool. We really, really can't.
Pictionary.
And so they finally twisted our arms. We went over there, and I was losing my mind. They teamed us up, you know, partners with each of the girls, and I got LAP, L-A-P, and I was standing up there at the easel, and drawing away, and I look up, and they're all just staring at me. And my buddy's in the back with his finger across his neck, going, "Stop!" I look at the picture, and I drew a guy with about 18 dicks. I was trying to do arrows at the cross,
right.
and I just dropped the pen. And I gotta go.
I gotta know this. A, who the hell plays Pictionary when they're camping? And are you certain that these girls existed and you were like Pictionary? Because maybe that was just all part of your trip.
Now you're scaring me about the 18
dicks. Good. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, I'm going to tell myself that they existed. But
I got you.
Yeah, sure.
Well, keep on thinking that. Yeah. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. 818-955-KLOS. Accidental dosing of drugs. KLOS, hello.
So a couple years ago, I stopped up right before Christmas. I stopped up at my local bar, and there's an old lady in there who liked to bake for everybody. And she makes some brownies, right? And she tells me, she gave me a little Tupperware full of them. She tells me the little ones are the most potent, the bigger ones are less. So, okay, cool. So I go home, and I throw them in the fridge, and I hop in the back, and I'm having a patio, having a beer, and my wife comes home. my wife does not partake.
Right. Or so she thought.
Right. So she comes walking out of the patio, and I'm out there, "Hey, what's up, babe?" And she goes, "Oh, nothing. I was snacking on some brownies. Those are really good." And I looked at her, and she looked at me, and she goes, "No." And I said, "Yes."
She goes, it's going to be a long night.
She goes, "Don't worry. I only ate the little ones." I went, "Oh, So she's all pissed, right? She's mad, and then it starts to hit her. Of course, she's going to go lay down, right? And she's mad at me. She's so mad at me. And after like 2 hours, she couldn't go to sleep, and I couldn't help myself. I go, "Babe, what do you see? What are you looking at? What do you got going on?" I think she kicked me and pushed me. "Get the hell out of here. Leave me alone." Blah, blah, blah. It was so funny.
That's pretty great.
Aw. What?
Yeah.
She just needed a guide, man. She needed you to
just help her through it.
Yeah.
Just the look on her face where she goes, "No." And I said, "Yes."
It's got cotton mouth now.
And I only ate the little ones. I'm dying.
It is the Kevin and Sligo All Request Fest. 818-955-KLOS. That's the number. What do you want to hear to get your weekend started right? KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
How about some Iron Maiden?
Yeah.
Which song?
22 Acacia Avenue.
Yeah. Call of the day. We could stop it now. Killer.
Thank you for calling. We'll do that for you.
Great request, dude.
Thanks.
It's our All Request Fest like we do every Friday. Our phone number is 818-955-KLOS. We are doing our All Request Fest. We'll get back to that in a second.
Meanwhile.
It's the All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, you guys still doing the request?
We are the All Request Fest. Yeah. What can we do for you?
Since you guys did Maiden, which that was an awesome song, by the way.
Excellent.
Let's match it up with a Judas Priest.
Let's do.
Which song?
You guys got Stained Glass in the house. Let's do Beyond the Realms of Death off that one.
Hell yes.
You got it.
Old school metalheads in the house today on KLOS.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, so cathartic.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
What do you want to hear?
Some Boston, please.
Which song?
Awesome.
Party.
Party by Boston.
Yeah, I just want to say 95.5 KLOS rocks Julian, California.
Stu is in for Sligo today. That was a little Neil Young.
Yeah, This Note's for You. That's such a fun song. And I love he's just, it makes me want to drink a Bud. Doesn't it? Neil Young, speaking of, he's going to be the guy we're giving away tickets to all weekend long. He's coming to the Hollywood Bowl with Crazy Horse for the Love Earth Tour September 29th. All weekend long with JD. Giving away tickets
very
every
cool.
hour. I mean, you'd be a fool to pass that if you like Neil Young.
KLOS, it's our Old Request Fest.
Hello.
Hey, it's our Old Request Fest. What can we play for you?
How about some
All right.
Molly Crew, Red Hot.
Red Hot by Motley Crue. We have a definite old school metal infection.
We do.
Disease going on here today. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah. You got it. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thanks for you guys.
Time for what we learned in Who's Naked Now and What's Up with Florida. A student at Florida Atlantic University was walking across campus naked, holding a book.
Looking for the art department, no doubt. Probably a nude model. Just, you know, honest mistake. Anybody could do it.
Stu did not win one American dollar because he couldn't list four of the top 10 most depressing colors.
And that is in itself depressing.
It's a ridiculous category as well.
You interior designers, I don't know.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is Monday morning at 7 a.m. for $2,100. We'll see you on Monday.
That is also depressing.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in today.
We have a little contest called the Name Game, and we have yet to get a winner on this show. Heidi and Frank have gotten all the winners, but I think today is the day we're going to get our winner. $1,800 on the line. If you want to call up now, it's 818-955-KLOS. We'll play the Name Game, and you will be our big cash winner today, right?
KLOS, who's this?
No way.
Hey, no way. Pete. Where are you calling from?
This is Pete, calling from Woodland Hills.
What's your name? Pete?
Pete.
Yeah.
All right, Pete, you're ready to play the KLOS name game. We're looking for the name of a U.S. capital city and the state it's in. And the last two guesses were Juneau, Alaska, and Santa Fe, New Mexico.
What? Another one with Juneau?
Yep.
Stop guessing Juno. It's never going to be right. All right, Pete.
Okay, I'm going to try.
What do you got, Pete?
How about Olympia, Washington State?
Well, that is the capital of Washington State, so we got that cleared up.
But it's incorrect, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Thank you, great guess.
Thank you for trying. We appreciate it. Next hour,
$1,900. You're going to get it.
We have $1,900 this hour.
I sure hope we're going to be giving it away. My buzzer finger's getting real tired.
It is the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
I can't help it.
Yeah.
I got a great feeling about what's about to happen.
It's KLOS name game.
I feel we've got a winner.
See.
The name game.
Yeah.
The name game.
KLOS, your caller 24.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Nope.
Sorry. KLOS, who's this?
This is Robert.
Robert.
Hey, Robert.
You are caller 25.
Awesome.
Dude.
Well done. You get to play the KLOS name game, which is up to $1,900. We are looking for the name of a U.S. capital city and the state that it's in. And the last two guesses are Olympia, Washington, and Juneau, Alaska.
Robert.
What would you say?
Montpelier, Vermont.
Montpelier, Vermont.
I like the way you think.
Yeah.
Although it's incorrect. Sorry.
A good obscure one, Robert. Thanks for getting it right, too.
Thank you, man. Thanks for calling and trying. And next hour, it'll be
$2,000.
We have $2,000.
We have $2,000 in the name game. That's just correct. Not right that it would be given away. We've got to give it now, today.
During the All Request Fest.
Yes,
we need to, so be caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS, and you can play the name game. Let's do this.
It's so opposite. Yeah, it is. It's just so very opposite, Judas Priest.
KLOS, who is this?
Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy.
You're caller 25.
Whoa, okay, cool.
Isn't it great?
Well done. You have a chance to win $2,000. So, as you know, we're looking for the name of a U.S. capital city and the state it's in. And the last two guesses were Montpelier. Thank you, Vermont.
And Olympia, Washington. Olympia, Dukakis, Washington.
So what would your guess be?
Please get this, Dorothy. You're going to get it.
Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado.
That is Denver the... Yeah, of course it is.
I think so.
But it isn't.
I'm sorry, it's incorrect.
That we're looking for.
Sorry about that. Thank you for trying.
Thanks, Dorothy. You pushed the total up to $2,100 Monday morning with Heidi and Frank.
At 7 a.m.
We're so rooting for them to get another winner.